Proclamation number 5414 of 16th of June, 1952. The Word was in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and it will remain so for all eternity, for the Word is I myself, who am without beginning and without end and is still the one who pronounced the Word in the beginning of everything that was created by me, wherein my power was expressed. My Word resounded for that which I created, i.e., it heard my address within itself, it recognized its ability to think, it was able to exchange itself with like-created beings, and that which came alive in it as a thought was my Word, the transmission of my will, my knowledge and my love to the being which had taken its origin in me. I have been in existence from eternity. There was no limit for me. Inconceivable light and power radiated from me. Yet my Word, the disposition of the abundance of my thoughts, found no echo, because apart from me there was nothing of substance which was capable to receive what flowed forth from me, which formed the resonance, as it were, for my Word, but which, in turn, could not have been different from the way I myself was, because, otherwise, it would not have been able to bear my emanating blaze of love. Therefore the act of creating a being like me was a desire corresponding to my fundamental nature, for love, the epitome of my nature, wanted to give, to make happy, to give away its inherent power. And love therefore created a vessel for itself into which it could disperse itself. My love created a being, in equal perfection, and now I dispose of myself by transferring my will, my thinking and my love to this being, and the transfer of that which had its origin in me was, my Word. I myself entered the being created by me, and this being was now able to think, want and act like me, because my Word instructed it, because my nature was reflected in this being created by me. In the beginning was the Word. Only through my Word did the first created being recognize itself, and it also recognized me. In fact, only through my Word, through the disposing of myself, was it able to recognize itself as a being. It was able to form its own thoughts that were, however, first conveyed to it by me myself, which in turn was the Word spoken by me within, expressing a unity. For I was the creating power who was able to create beings according to my image. I was the original center who radiated his power into infinity and was able to utilize it according to his will. The giving principle in me therefore demanded a receiving being in order to make it happy. But this being had to be able to recognize me, and I made myself known to it through the Word, which was the same as my emanation of love, which gave life to the created being, enabling it to work in wisdom and power as a free externalized being. To recognize me myself, and out of this realization to also carry my will within itself. For the Word is the imprinted thought which emanates from me and is imparted to the being, and which determines it through its activity. The Word was in the beginning. Only the created one by me needed the Word, the transmission of my thoughts in a form to be received by the being, through which it now remained in constant contact with me and also in constant bliss. And since that which was called into life by me can no longer pass away in eternity, neither will my Word pass away. It will always be the expression of myself towards my creatures. It will never be changed, ever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will endure for all eternity. Amen.